Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for the Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And Ryan, we are seeing markets muted so far, investors still waiting for strong leads. That's been the theme for the best part of the past couple of weeks. But the headlines this morning are all around freebies.
Freebies, and that maybe one reason why AMC's stock price rose 95% last night, so almost double. So they are giving out free popcorn to stockholders alongside free movie screenings, exclusive movie screenings, maybe part of a way to reward their investors. And also, talking about freebies, there's going to be freebies in store if you get vaccinated in the US.
Yes, quite a number of things, like sports tickets being one of them, childcare as well. But can you imagine if your president came out on TV to try and entice you to get vaccinated, and he said this?
That's right. Get a shot and have a beer. Free beer for everyone 21 years or over to celebrate the independence from the virus.
U.S. President Joe Biden. How cool was he?
Talking about shots. That's a different type of shot. Looking at what we have in store, let's get the bigger picture from Shane Oliver. He's the head of investment strategy and chief economist at AMP Capital. Morning, Shane. How are you doing?
Good, Ryan. How are you?
Doing great as well. Hey, Shane, before we talk about the free beer, let's talk about the free popcorn. What do you make of AMC's move to give out free popcorn? Is this a good idea on the corporate front? Does this add to the momentum behind this rally in the stock price?
Well, it certainly does, and it is a good idea in terms of keeping shareholders on side. It's not a new idea. We have seen companies do these sorts of things for their shareholders in the past. At the end of the day, though, this is the sting of the tail. At the end of the day, though, the company has to deliver higher profits to justify this massive rise in the share price. You can hand out as much free popcorn or whatever you want, but if you don't generate the profits, then eventually the shareholders will give up on you. I mean, it does help in the short term, but it's not necessarily something that's going to justify AMC prices at these astronomical levels.
Astronomical, more than 2,000% in the past year. Maybe the free popcorn will bring in the crowds to cinemas, who knows. Well, talking about free stuff, Shane, Joe Biden dangling freebies. We have childcare, free beer, lotteries to be won. What do you make of all this? How much will this push a narrative on the reopening stocks theme and push up US markets?
I think it will help. America has vaccinated a big chunk of its population. More than 50% have seen at least one jab. That's good, but they need to get it higher. And, of course, if they don't get it higher, then they may not reach herd immunity and they may be vulnerable to other variants, such as the Indian variant, impacting those who haven't been vaccinated. So it is important that you get more people vaccinated, and using these sorts of inducements help, just like it helps keep shareholders on side in the case of AMC. Free beers, free childcare, all these sorts of things will help, I think, get more people vaccinated. There's always going to be a core of the population who are who are unsure about it, and you probably won't get to them with these sorts of things. But there's a chunk of the population for whom it will work, and if there's enough of them, then it may get you above that, you know, 60, 70%. But you probably need 75% that you really need to get herd immunity.
Yeah, so he's aiming for 70% by July the 4th. I believe right now it's around 40+%. So quite some way to go, but maybe the freebies might help. So we've been talking about the carrots, let's talk about the sticks. It looks like Joe Biden is looking to tweak the China blacklist that Trump set up. So he is thinking of amending it such that it will target key industries instead of just companies linked to the Chinese military. What do you make of this, and what would this do for US-China tensions?
Well, I guess it's just a different approach. The blacklist is still there. It's just they've tweaked it a little bit to focus on industries as opposed to military ties, and you can debate which way or other is the best way to go, whether you consider them a good way to go or not. But I think what it tells us, perhaps, about the Biden administration is more important, and it's telling us that the Biden administration is pretty hawkish on China, just like the Trump administration was. That's probably the key here, that there was a bit of hope that maybe he will become more dovish, there'd be more open dialogue and so on, but we're still yet to see that. In the meantime, the tariffs that Trump put on are still there. And a lot of the other actions have been quite hawkish. So it looks as if it's a more of the same in a big picture sense in relation to China-US tensions.
Well, Terry Shane Oliver, he's the Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Now, Shane, turning our attention to what markets are looking out for this week. It is the non-farm payrolls for May. That'll be out tomorrow night. Where do you sit in terms of expectations? Will we likely see a miss 2 months in a row?
I don't think we will. It's quite common in jobs figures in any economic data. You get these aberrant results every so often that are really hard to explain. And then, of course, they correct the next month. I think the reality is that the U.S. economy is well into reopening, growing strongly, and that will feed through to much stronger jobs numbers when the figures are released on Friday. The consensus is about 650,000 new jobs. I reckon it could probably do a bit better than that. But that, I think, will confirm that once we see that, and probably going to see a further decline in unemployment as well, that the U.S. economic recovery remains on track. It's a bit unclear as to which way the markets will go on the back of this. If you get stronger data, then markets may say, well, that's good, the recovery's on track. But also, if you get stronger data, the markets might say, well, that's adding to the risk of inflation, and that might be bad. So it's a bit ambiguous as to what it might actually mean for investors. And to get a firmer handle on that, we may have to wait for the CPI results come out in the US Thursday next week, and they're going to show another lift in inflation.
And Shane, just to wrap things up, what's your view on investing in the energy sector right now? I'm looking at the energy sector 2 days in a row, outperforming, and this is alongside rising oil prices, WTI 2-year high, Brent 1-year high. So what is going on with the energy sector with rising oil prices?
Well, basically, the global economy is recovering. Supply had been constrained, particularly by OPEC. They said they'll raise it a little bit, but not much. That is what's happening here, and that's putting upwards pressure on oil prices as they recover and more than recover from the slump they saw at the time of the pandemic. And, of course, the other factor, of course, is that energy stocks had lagged a little bit. The energy shares hadn't really kept up with the rebound in energy prices or oil prices. And so you're seeing now this huge catch-up rally in energy shares, and I think that has further to go. It's part of a cyclical rebound in share markets, which has benefited stocks like financials, materials, and, of course, now increasingly energy stocks. And that, I think, all has further to go as a result of reopening. These are stocks that are all going to see very, very strong growth in their earnings going forward, in contrast to tech stocks, which will still see good earnings growth, but they'll be a bit of a laggard in comparison to the rebound we're going to see in these cyclicals.
All right, so energy sector, part of that reopening narrative, something to watch. We've been chatting with Shane Oliver. He's the Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Shane, thank you so much as always, and we will catch up again with you soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.